episode number 134. More pictures leaked and someone's getting fired.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey everyone, we're back for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
You're fired.
I'm not fired.
Somebody is, though.
Yeah.
I'm Jason, and I'm telling you, man. Somebody's totally losing their job, and now is not the time to lose the job. Any job.
Yeah, especially if you're working in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, somebody's not working here anymore. Somebody's trying to figure out where they're going to work in another state. What we're talking about, of course, the newly leaked images of what is believed to be the real deal. What you see on the main page of CamaroZ28.com right now is... a shot of a real Camaro
convertible. Yeah. As well as we got some pictures from the ground effects.
The GM accessories
department there.
Yeah. A little over the top, a lot of people are saying on that, but.
Not a big fan of it myself, but I can definitely see where they will be acquiring some interest in that.
Yeah.
Never a big fan of the ground effects myself.
I didn't think they look terrible, but one thing I did notice is that there's an optional grill.
Yeah.
Grill being one of the more problematic or most complained about parts of the car.
Aside from the headlights.
Those aren't the real headlights? So, anyway, if you haven't seen them already, head over to the 5th Gen section. A lot of pictures been being posted.
A lot of them,
Been done posted.
Yeah.
Done been posted. There we go.
I got silver convertible. That looks like it was shot at Milford.
It does.
Year.
Well, that's why somebody's going to get fired. I think that this is my opinion. I don't know. It's never been said. Yes, this is it. Especially considering that there's one style of wheels on one side and another style on the other.
Yeah.
I got to think that it's awfully, awfully close. There's probably some minor refinements that are going to happen, especially if that was in Milford in the summertime.
Yeah.
There's a lot of foliage in the background.
And then we have the other pictures of the Camaro with the ground effects, the different spoiler.
Yeah, yep.
And was there a different grill on it, too?
There's a different grill on at least one of them, and I've seen two different styles of wheels. And these are going to be available at your General Motors dealership in their accessories and parts department.
And where did they say that accessories department was? Auburn Hills?
Yeah, that's where the division is, the design division.
Yeah, because we got that video we posted as well.
Yeah, that was really cool. We got a whole two-day sneak peek of just a little bit of the rear ground effect, and then suddenly... Hey,
yeah. Then the pictures are out.
Pictures leak. Somebody go and get fired. and that's straight from I heard that straight. Somebody is going to get fired.
Yeah.
There's a little witch hunt going on to find out who leaked those.
Yeah.
Because those were just design study images. They weren't meant to be public. They weren't meant to even get released. It was just a design, kind of like the first leaked picture of the Camaro concept back in. Jesus, was that mid 2006?
2005.
Oh, no, because it was released in January 2006.
Six, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. It was mid to late 2005. Jeez. Right. Well, anyway, that was never meant to see the light of day, much less get to other parts of General Motors. These are the same thing. But they look a lot better and a little more refined, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Ugh. But everybody seems to be pretty happy overall, including a lot of the people that should be eating crow right about now. Yeah. Eat it. Eat it.
I'm counting it down, man. I can't wait to have one of these things in my driveway.
Convertible?
I just can't wait. I haven't determined it yet. I really haven't. I haven't made my decision. I am heavily leaning towards a convertible. Oh. I've never owned a convertible, and
well, make sure the top is up when I come over and bring mine over and ram it into yours.
Would you do something like that?
Because it'd piss you off.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyway, like we said, check them out.
2010 Camaro, and what is it, the future vehicle section?
Future vehicle section is now underneath that cesspool of a lounge.
Everything is just...
It's a busy month, man.
It's getting blurred together.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and this is the time that we wanted. This is great because, geez, man, the first 100 of our podcasts were just us talking about waiting, and now we got more information that we can handle, so let's all be happy about it.
Yeah.
Moving along here... our good friend, Scott Settlemyer, the F-Bod father, posted in the site news and updates forum.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot exactly what I named it. April is Autism Awareness Month, and Chevrolet is partnered with Autism Speaks to help create awareness of autism. I guess it's a bigger thing than I was aware of. Apparently, from what Scott posted, it's more common than pediatric cancer, diabetes, and AIDS combined.
Well, they're saying 1 in 150.
Right. It's. I guess it's a bigger deal. And considering that I didn't know about it, I guess this is a good thing that this is happening, the awareness. So you can help out. It's pretty easy. You just go to Chevrolet.com and click on the Help Chevy Help Autism banner. Once you do that, you click on Play Video button, and we just get a quick overview of the new Chevy Malibu. And for every time a person watches the video, Chevrolet will make a contribution to Autism Speaks. Great hand-in-hand promotion. For your time, you also get a free 30-day trial of XM Satellite Radio.
Woo-hoo!
Online, which is, I use it online more just as much as I use it in my vehicle.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. 42 liquid metal.
Yeah.
So check it out, Chevrolet.com. Click on the Help Chevy Help Autism banner.
Beautiful.
Speaking of listening in and stuff like that, one thing we haven't talked about in a little bit was... Yeah.
The way you can listen to our podcast, if you don't have, if you're not at a computer, and you still want to listen to our podcast, some people are limited by dial-up, where it's takes a little while to download the podcast. You can just call this number 650-644-1939, and instantly listen to the latest episode of our podcast.
Just like that.
Just like that.
If it's long distance, you're going to have to pay for it, though. It's not free. It eats up your cell phone minutes and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just a regular phone number. Yep. It's, it's not like a 900 number or nothing like that.
We should make it that way. Hot Camaro action.
$9.99 a minute.
Whatever it takes. We should do something
about
that.
We'll have to make these longer.
We should stick all the... No pun intended. Oh, yeah. All right. We should figure out a way to get the podcast on CD for those who have dial-up and don't want to hit the long-distance charges. I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I'll work it out. What is this? We got emails?
We got some more emails this week.
How many?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
What's this?
Count them up. One, two.
Well, I have to. Okay. Let me read this one.
Yeah. Go ahead. You first.
Okay. This is from a member named Fad1. He says... his name is Fahad. So I'll screw that up. Sorry about that. Call in and correct me. He says, "What's up, guys? It's Fad1 from the boards. I just love the podcast. It's fun to hear all the information you guys provide and keep up the good work. With regards to the comments made by Lutz, what do you think is going to happen? Even though the F-Bod father says that the four-cylinder was not in the official plans, do you think it could be the plan in the future? I plan to buy the V6 because of the gas prices and the insurance cost, but one thing that I don't understand is that Lutz one day says... the V6 will be 300-plus horsepower, and then another day says it's going to be around 260. I know a lot of people have flipped on the remarks made by him at the auto show, so please calm us down and clear things up. Appreciate the time. Guys, take care. Best regards. Fahad. Sorry, buddy. From Fad1 from the boards." Well, F-Bod Father and Lutz and...
all the rest of them?
I don't know. There's a lot. The country, the economy, especially the auto industry, is directly affected by the economy and vice versa. There's a lot of things being said because everything changes every day.
Yeah.
There's really no way to calm down and clear things up because obviously they don't even know what they got going on, or they do, but they just have to pick a direction. It's a very, very polarizing business.
Yeah, I would just say relax. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be what it's going to be.
It's going to be what it's going to be. There will be a V8 Camaro, and that's all I'm concerned about.
Well, I think it'd be... I think he's, the V6 or four-cylinder thing is a pretty valid argument for, in cases of insurance or, fresh out of college or fresh out of high school wanting to buy a kick-ass car. 300 horsepower, 260 horsepower, I don't know.
260 horsepower. Just think, my LT1 Camaro was 275 horsepower
mm-hmm.
in 1995 when I bought it. And that's, an LT1.
That was like, that was in a Corvette at the time.
Yes.
At 285 horsepower, if I remember right.
So look where we've come through the years here.
As we say, technology marches on. I keep looking at this email and I see that 260 horsepower. Wasn't that what they said the four-cylinder turbo is going to be in the new Cobalt?
I think you're right.
Okay, there might be some misinformation floating around down there. Out there. I don't know if Lutz did or did not say the 260 or 300. I mean, it might. You know how hearsay is.
Yeah.
So I'm not ripping on you, Fahad. Sorry, man. I really am. I'm terrible with names. Either way, a 260 horsepower V6 is a hell of a lot better than, that's good power for a V6.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's going to be something that's cutting edge.
Absolutely.
There's so much focus on this car, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it. Good email, though. Excellent email. Got us thinking on that. Email me, and I'll fire you a CamaroZ28.com keychain for picking our brains.
Wow. Bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got one here, too.
All right.
This comes from our good friend, Harwant Sethi.
Oh, no.
Hey, just to clarify, I live in northern Vermont, and I can't wait to replace my 07 Nissan Frontier with a fifth gen. Keep up the good work. And I also saw the grid video and can't wait to see it. We should have a Camaro design contest on Forza. Best custom fourth gen wins. Harwant Sethi.
What is it I always accuse him of?
Drinking from the oak barrel.
So he's trying to tell us that they don't drink from the oak barrels in northern Vermont? What? What is he trying to... What is so defensive here, Harwant? And why are you driving a Frontier? Oh, because he's in northern Vermont. Okay, that makes sense. I guess they don't make you know, Chevrolet pickups in Vermont. The grid video, kick ass, man.
Yeah.
We talked about that, what, two podcasts ago?
Couple ago, and I saw you can download the trailer on Xbox Live, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yep.
I'll have to check it out. And having a Camaro design contest, best custom fourth gen wins. Tell you what, when they do a fifth gen in Forza, we'll definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fourth gen, man, there's too many designs out there. It's already kind of been done.
Right.
Other than just prizes given away.
Including the Camaro Z28.com car out there. That keeps
there's
getting passed.
There's a couple of them.
Passed back and forth to a lot of different people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Houston Z made that, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
he did
right.
a killer job on that. Excellent job. Anything else? Is that it?
That's it for the...
Well...
For the emails. No one called in.
Well, here's... You know, pick up the damn phone here. Just here. Just here.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And if you pick up the phone, leave us a message because we're getting a lot of hang-ups.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. Do they think we're going to like answer the phone and put them on the air live or something?
You know, we should start doing that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We only got one phone line, though.
Oh, man. It's only like a 15-20 minute show. So.
Yeah.
That would be fun. We should do that like one day and just say, okay, everybody, first
calling
call
it
in.
This time.
Good luck fighting through the crowds.
Yeah. Remember that one time when we started the podcast and we got that call that came in right as we were starting the podcast?
That's right. Didn't we? Did we answer it? No, we did let it go to voicemail.
We let it go to voicemail and we played it live, you know.
Yeah.
Going to voicemail.
In line. That was pretty cool. I got some obligatory Camaro Z28.com diecast news.
Oh, okay.
Number two is almost completely sold out. That was fun, the convertible pace car replica type thing.
Yeah.
Number three, the design is already done. The artwork is being worked on. Should be ready for the summer. I tell you what, I think this is going to be a kick-ass one.
Yeah?
Yeah. And what I would like to do, just off the hip here, is I'd like to have anybody who's interested to call the contact number here and leave us a voicemail that we may or may not play on the air. And just guess what the next car is going to look like. And if I get somebody that nails it, I'll send him one for free when the time comes. But I can't announce the winner until, you know, it's too late. But, you know, if anybody's listening and is interested, I may not even get a call on this one, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Cool.
Do you remember back in 2002, I produced that Camaro Z28.com F-Body Drag video game?
How could I forget?
That was fun. Yeah. It was a cheap little game. Well, it wasn't cheap to buy, though.
It was fun.
It for $20 or something. But it was a basic, you know, drag racing game. Got some sponsors to stick their logos in on the racetracks and everything. The only, and currently, at the time and currently, the only all F-body drag race video game.
Nice.
It's kind of outdated by today's video gaming standards with Forza and everything. It's just like a straight line, you know, type thing. But anyway, for all you loyal podcast listeners, I haven't announced this to everybody else, but I made the game free.
Ooh.
And just download it and play it for free. There's no strings, no adware, no catch. It's just, you know, I sold it for a while. I sold a few copies and made some limited editions and all that junk like I'm known to do. But now you can just download it for free. It's 22 megabytes. Just go to CamaroZ28.com/FBodyDrag. It's a pretty basic but fun little game. And don't bitch, it's free. And that's it.
You know? Cool.
Yeah, I figured, you know, what the hell. After 5 years, I might as well just give it away for free to all the...
Might as well.
It's a bit outdated. You know, I mean, there's no fifth gen in it or anything like that. Yeah. The person that I worked on developing it moved on to other projects, so I can't have it updated. So it's free.
Oh.
It's free. A little outdated and free. So shut up.
Free.
What else we got going on?
I'm going to talk about the wiki again.
All right. Speaking of contests and free shit. And
yeah. we're gearing up for a contest here in the next month or two. And we're going to be giving away some cool prizes. But you need to get familiar with the wiki. Just go to CamaroWiki.com, look around, add some articles, because, well, you know.
What's the wiki? What's the wiki?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm not going to go to it if I don't know what it is. What is it?
You ever been to Wikipedia?
Huh?
Well, for anybody who's interested that hasn't gone to Wikipedia, who, yeah, you know, just does Google searches or something like that, what is a wiki?
It's a section where you can add all sorts of content yourself. It's, you don't need to log in. You just add it. People can edit it. It's just a collection of information, kind of like a giant online encyclopedia that can be edited at any time. Librarians hate it.
I think
they hate it.
I heard that college... universities and
schools, can't use it as a reputable source.
Because I could go in there right now and, you know, find like Angelina Jolie, and I could put an entry that, you know, on March 30th, 2008, Jason Debler banged her.
I don't know how long that would last, but...
Well, if it's on Wikipedia, doesn't it become true?
Yeah.
Listen, most of the information I found on there, I've determined to be pretty accurate for the most part.
Yeah.
If it's ambiguous or it's requires a... clarification or proof, they usually have a little note on it. So that's the way wikis are supposed to work. Overall, it's good stuff. And we made one specifically for the Camaro.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Learn it. You can win some stuff later on. We'll leave the details for
get
later.
Get familiar with it. Learn how to use it. CamaroWiki.com.
You got it, punk. Is that it?
I think that's it.
I want to get out of here. Yeah. I want to go enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
Even if it's raining. Hey, next week we'll be back. You know how to get a hold of us in the meantime.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.